All right, welcome to Stratum Radio. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Scott McKenzie, and this is a continuation on a three-part series. This is number three in a three-part series of last mile configuration of N4 EAM to support end user adoption. All important. And again, it's going to be brought to you by Michael Schneider with Stratum Consulting. He makes the complex easy in this particular series. Let's get going. Yeah, you got to go out to stratumcp.com, find out more. That is a company that is dedicated to your success, bottom line. Again, we talked about front-end configuration. Back-end configuration was number two. And this one, we're going to talk about quick and easy integration for saving time and data entry. I know I've said it a couple of times, but boy, I'll tell you right now, Michael Schneider does a great job at making the complex easy, and this is an important podcast for you or anybody who's working to implement a system. And we're going to continue the series on into the future with other great topics, but you don't want to hear me yammer on. Here's Michael Schneider. Welcome him, and we're going to continue on our three-part series into last-mile configuration of N4 EAM and support end-user adoption. Enjoy. All right, welcome back to Stratum Radio, and you know you're joining this particular podcast series because you're interested, you listener are interested in the last mile configuration, which is important again for end user adoption, because if you don't have your end users embracing this beautiful system, it's not a beautiful system anymore. So, the first in this series we talked about that front-end configuration, getting everybody in the room, getting everybody shaking their head in the right, and how that creates a level of adoption, end-user adoption. And the next one is, of course, the back-end configuration, the business rules, which is very important because, you know, you got to maintain that integrity of the data, and you got to create those rules, and you need to be able to have a company like Stratum to be able to say, okay, going forward, I see that we've got to keep the data clean. Keep the data clean. And that was the second in the series. And now this is near and dear to my heart. The third in this particular series, quick and easy, which has never been used in a sentence, quick and easy integrations for saving time and data entry. All right, Michael Schneider with Stratum. Talk to us a little bit about how that can be quick, never in the case of my history, or easy, never in the case of my history. For time-saving data entries. Talk to us a little bit about what that means.
Well, you know, some integrations require some middleware to be able to stood up, and then you need to be able to build the maps to be able to get data from one place to the other place. Well, N4 has built into their tool set a couple of import, upload utilities, and XML web services that allow you to be able to move data into EAM quickly and validate that data against the business rules that you've already built in your back end. So by using these various tool sets that are provided as part of the N4 EAM stack, you can get data into the system relatively quickly. You can take the data out of a spreadsheet because you downloaded it from another system, or you put it in a CSV file or whatever format that you have. You can take that data and push it back into EAM in the proper places that it belongs. And N4 EAM has within it some business rules that say, this is where this piece of data goes, and this is where that piece of data goes. And you can put it all into one particular data one stream of data, and it will parse it and put it into the different places that it needs to go.
Now, I would imagine this conversation happened at the first step that we talked about, that end user, because I know that there are legacy systems. You go into any systems that got, or businesses, they have legacy systems. And that legacy system is the most important system in the face of the earth. And I've got to be able to gather that information, stick it into my enterprise, my new enterprise asset management system. So you're saying that, hey, there is a sense of, and I don't, me, end user, I don't have to get into the trenches with this. These middleware solutions, this thing that bridges, let's say, that legacy system into your enterprise asset management system exists, and it makes it, well, simple. ish.
Simple ish. Not, you know, nothing is as easy as it sounds. But if you break it down into its various components, you know, you can deal with the different sets of data that you need to be able to process, because, you know, you've got your GL, your general ledger.
Yeah.
So you need to get all that stuff into EAM so that you can validate your purchase orders and your purchase recs and those sorts of things. And then you've got your human resource capital. So you've got your people. You need to get them in there so you can load them in as users and as employees and as team members and build them into the proper infrastructure. And you can use the various tools to be able to get that data in there. So if you work your way across the gamut of all the information that you need to actually migrate into EAM to stand it out properly, you can get that information into EAM pretty quickly. And you can either do it using some more complex tools, or you can build some simple tools where you can have it happen on a nightly basis or an hourly basis, where it'll actually grab the data from where you downloaded it and import it right into the proper place that it needs to go.
Which eliminates the human element of saying, okay, now hit send. You can just enter the data and it just automatically gets in. Let me ask you this. I see the legacy system component pushing data into the EAM and for EAM system.
Correct.
And can it go the other way?
Of course. It's EAM has some terrific tools for being able to export data. You can get data out in any format that you could imagine. And it's very easy for the end user to actually build a spreadsheet based on anything that they see on the screen. So any of that data that you export, you can make available and push into a legacy system if need be.
And what's interesting, because being an old codger lad I am, I the flexibility of the Infor EAM product allows you to configure fields and that are recognizable. That it's not like, okay, we've got to shove this GL number into this, you know, other sort of placeholder, but you can configure the system so that it looks and feels and smells and tastes just like where it came from.
And yeah, because Infor in the plain vanilla version may have a 3-segment GL code.
Yeah, yeah.
And you may have a 6-segment GL code.
Perfect.
You don't want to kind of squeeze them in there, so you just extend it out to being a 6 code GL, and you put the data in the proper place. It shows up on your screens properly. You're enforcing the business logic against each one of those 6 segments and the relationship between those 6 segments. And likewise, when you pull it back out, it looks like what you want to see in your ERP or your other system when you're using this particular data. So you don't want to fiddle with the data. You want to get it right in the system. And that's the value of having those back end configurations we talked about last time.
It's huge.
Get the data where it's supposed to be.
It's huge. I've been a part of implementations where you had to sort of shoehorn that data in, and it was a work order over here, and now it's a work request here, and it's like and then you got to sort of take off one hat and look at this and use your decoder ring because you don't know what it is. But that is huge, and that also supports that usability, that desire to use the system, because now I'm getting the data that I need out of the system and it's configured properly. The data looks like the data I know.
Exactly.
And so it's huge. And it's not, and I can have the systems walking and talking and talking together, which is another very powerful solution. So I'm having a hard time finding any real problems here there, Michael.
Yeah, and you know, you can do the same thing with meter reads or any other sorts of thing that you're getting there, and you use some of the more modern AI capabilities and some of the those other technologies that they have out there.
See,
that are,
and that's
are
what's
crazy.
So fascinating. You brought up something really pretty cool, because the world is changing, and it seems to me that it's really changing really fast, and you need a system that has a level of flexibility that can accommodate this rapidly changing technology industrial market. And they're going to want to come out, and next year it's going to be, hey, we want to capture this data, we want to do this. You need to have a system that has that ability to be able to adapt quickly to the changes that are happening out in the market, I would imagine.
That, exactly. That's why EAM, Infor EAM is rated by Gartner in the top quadrant, is because of its flexibility, its scalability, and its ability to meet the end user's requirements.
All right, listeners, we're going to have to wrap this one up. This is okay. In this series, we're going to have a couple more after this. In this series, we talked a little bit about, once again, front-end configuration, usability, back-end configuration, and why that is important, and that is corporate business rules that are also the necessity to keep things moving forward and making sure that data integrity is there. And this one, the integration of other external systems into your system, the configurability and the flexibility of the Infor EAM product. Powerful stuff. You need to put that down, write it down, and reach out to Michael on Infor. That's Michael Schneider. Go out there. Not he's an Infor guy. LinkedIn. I'm just like, I'm looking at Infor. I'm like, oh my gosh. Strike that. It's LinkedIn. Mad Stat Card out there. Reach out to him because he knows exactly what to do, and he's going to remove the pain that you have. So anyway, stay tuned, listeners. We're going to have a couple more segments after this on the bottom line here, right? Last mile configuration and end user adoption of any sort of large enterprise system, and specifically Infor EAM. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.